Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I'm happy, happy new year to each and every one of you. I tell you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. I miss you. And you know, of course, I have with me today my absolute marvelous, wonderful, precious heart, the love of my life as far as being my armor bearer, my spiritual daughter, my confidant, someone that I trust with everything in my life, and especially my spiritual life. I trust her in her prayers for me. And I want to say good morning and happy new year to my beloved co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, precious. Good morning.
Good morning, beloved. Good morning. Listen, you giving me all those accolades. You have me smiling so hard that the bones in my cheeks are going to get stuck.
We don't want to get you stuck, but I'm glad I made you smile.
yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well. I can't believe that we are already in 2024. It just seems like the time is just flying by us. And this is what I say at work. When we leave on Friday, I said, and, you know, everybody saying have a good weekend. I said, y'all saying have a good weekend, but, you know, if you blink two times, it's Monday again. And everybody started laughing. So one of my coworkers said, I'm going to take my eyes open so I don't blink.
Right? That's all right. That's all right. Oh, I tell you. Your time is flying fast. It really is. But we do praise God again, you know, for each and every day, each and every day. And, of course, again, this is the day that the Lord has made. So, folks, rejoice and be glad in it. And I wish I could say that it's easy to do that. And it's not easy to do that. Sometimes you have to make yourself rejoice and be glad in the day. You just have to make yourself do that. So whatever you have to do, find something in the day to give God praise for. Find something. And the very fact that you are here with us on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, is reason enough to give God praise. So with that being said, I want to say good morning, you know, to our regulars, you know, that have been with us for God knows how long. Only they know how long, and God knows how long that they've been with us. So I do acknowledge them every week. So good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you. Love you. And Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Again, if I don't say it individually, but this year, may this year be better than what you had last year, and may it not be as good as the years to come. May this year be better than the year that you had last year, and may it not be better than the ones to come. They each year get better and better and better. So God bless you, Tamika Shelton. God bless you, Les and Joyce Richardson. Love you much. Love you so much. Miss you guys. Joyce in New York, God bless you, darling. God bless you. God bless you, Deacon Banks. God bless you, Prophetess Kim. God bless you. God bless Prophetess Dawn, Prophetess Kim. God bless you. God bless you, Nikki, too. God bless you, beloved. Truly thank God for you. God bless, you know, I know it's her husband, but I'm going to say it anyway because he's my son. And so God bless you, Deacon Mark. I love you, son. I love you. God bless you, dear. And to all of the people from New Vision for Life that come on and listen to us, God bless all of the others that come on. You know, I don't know each of your names. I don't know each of your names, but you know who you are. And we, again, just thank God for you. I pray this year, and God bless Deacon Thomas Farr. Yes, want to bless his life today. For each and every one of you that come on, I want you to do what Nikki Tu has done. Nikki Tu has invited people to come and listen to the show, and they have taken her up on that, and they've come, they've listened, and they too have become regular listeners. Beloved, listen. You are the way the show expands. You are the way. So this year, let's do something different, okay? This year, you invite somebody to the show, send them the number, put them on three-way, whatever you have to do, but let's get this year, you know, blossoming like not, you know, better than all the other years before, and invite a guest to come on and listen to our show. We thank God. I forgot to say Isaiah in Chicago and Rob in Pennsylvania, Denise in Pennsylvania. God bless you all. God bless you all. It's so good to see you guys. It is so good to see you guys. There are those of you who know that I miss you. I miss you terribly. And, you know, I'm glad that I'm able to start this year off with you in the manner that we're starting it off. I wish I had my cup of tea this morning. I wish I had my cup of tea this morning. Praise be unto God. However, somewhere along the line in this time that we're together, we're going to get that cup of tea. God bless. God bless. Amen. Amen. So with all of that being said, I'm going to turn things over into the hands of Minister Garnes as she opens us up with our first prayer of the year. Our first prayer of the year. God bless you, my daughter. Go ahead and take us into the throne room.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your marvelous name, O Lord God. We just welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. This is the first month of the new year, God, and you have given us another chance, Lord God. You have given us another chance, Lord God. I pray, Father God, for every person on here and every person that they are connected to, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that the things that they were not able to accomplish last year, that, Lord, you would help them accomplish this year. The things that you told us to do that we did not get to do, Lord God, I pray that this year, Lord God, those things we work on, those things we make come, we help them come to fruition, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to see another year. Hallelujah. For we know many things occurred last year. There was some heartbreak. There were some people that we lost, Lord God. There were some things that we lost. To people lost jobs and a lot of things took place, Lord God. And, Lord, we just say thank you that you are still our Father. Thank you, Lord God, that we are still on your mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Even like Apostle said, there are times when we can't rejoice because sometimes we feel like we don't have anything to rejoice about. But the mere fact that you are alive right now, hallelujah, we rejoice, Lord God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
thank
God.
You,
thank you, Lord
thank you,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. You allow
thank
us
you,
to
Jesus.
See this new year, Father, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah, God.
God.
We rejoice.
God,
it does not
God.
Matter, Lord
hallelujah.
God, what we don't have. It does not matter, Lord God, what we don't have. It does not matter, Lord God, what we don't have. The major thing that we have is you, and you are
you.
Not going yeah. anywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your yeah. word says you will yeah. not leave us nor forsake us, and that is a promise, and you don't break your promises, oh, God. Hallelujah. God,
yeah.
so we say
yeah.
thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and forever, oh, God. Lord, I just pray that this year we will see that we are created in your image, not just say it, Lord God, but see and feel and know that we are created in your image and that we have the mind of Christ. Those two things are very powerful things. We know who you are. We know what you've done. You died on the cross for us, and you still gave us the mind of Christ, and you created
yeah.
us in your image, which means that we are some very powerful people. God, let us experience the power that you have given us. Lord God, hallelujah. God, I just pray, Lord, that you just pour into us like never before. God, I pray that hearts be healed like never before, God. I pray that
yes,
those things
Lord.
That people still struggle with, Lord God, be broken in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that the grave clothes come off. I pray that the chains
yes.
in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, Father God, that people wake up every day with a new love, Lord God, a new love to not be the same as we were yesterday. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you are our love first and foremost. Hallelujah. You're supposed to
thank
come
you,
before
Lord.
Any man and any woman. And when we learn to love you, Lord God, love you without conditions, without barriers, hallelujah, so much, Lord God, so much takes place in our lives, Lord God. So much
yes,
takes
Lord
place
God.
In our lives. When we love you, Lord God, when we put you first and when we are obedient. So, Father God, I just pray that you touch our hearts right now. Cause us to have obedient hearts, Lord God. Cause us to have repentant hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, just have your way throughout this whole year, Father, in the name of Jesus. Miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. Supernatural encounters, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. So we thank you even now, Lord God, and we look forward to the life that you have prepared for us. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, have your way. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Happy New Year, saints of God. Praise be unto God. What an awesome prayer. What an awesome prayer. Praise be unto God. I truly thank God for being back here. You know, we took the month of December off dealing with health challenges and just being, what is it, stressed out, physically not doing well, mentally and emotionally not doing well. And had to take some time off, and I thank God for the time that we had off to recuperate. I listened this morning, believe it or not, I listened this morning to the last recording that Minister Tabika did for our last show of the year. I listened to it, and her discussion with you was about taking care of yourself, making time for yourself, taking care of yourself. One of the things she said, you know, we put on our calendar, you know, all of our appointments, doctor's appointments and appointments, you know, for hairdressers, appointments for the kids' schooling and their sports and so forth and so on, appointments for other engagements that we have. We cut out all of this time, you know, for all of these things, and we schedule it, and we, We do our very best to make each and every one of them, but we don't put on our calendar time for ourselves. We don't schedule time to take care of ourselves. And I was like, wow, when I think about what we're going to discuss this morning and how she ended the year, Tabika, I don't know if you realize how much they connect with, you know, with each other when we decided to do what we're doing today. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's
you
how
just
she
brought it
ended
to my
the
attention.
Year. Mm-hmm. What did you say, honey?
You just connected it just now.
Okay. You know, taking that time for yourself, And today what we're going to talk about is, do you really love yourself? Do you really love yourself? You know, the word tells us, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. And then I say unto you, do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? And holding a discussion with another pastor on yesterday, holding a discussion, and we were talking about, you know, the things that we desire to change in our lives and physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, this, that, and the other. And it was pointed out how much we do for other people. And, I mean, we do. We pray. We service people. We just do a lot. We do a lot for other people. And then our lives are in turmoil. Our lives, we do for others what we don't do for ourselves. And she said to me, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? And instantly, my answer was, because we don't love ourselves. And that thing hit me so hard, and it hit her hard as well, that we find it easy to do for other people. We find it easy to do for other people, but so very hard to do for ourselves. And that, for me, my answer to that, for me, was the fact that I may not love myself the way that I should. I may not love myself the way that I should. And that is the question that I am putting before you today. And hear me say, to God, when I say I'm putting that question before you today, I am putting that question to you today. Do you love yourself? And let's think about, how do you show that you love yourself? If you decide that you don't really love yourself, what would it take for you to make your mind up that you are worth loving, that you are worth loving, that loving yourself is something that is okay to do? It is seriously okay to do. And so that's what we want to discuss this morning. And like I said, it hooked up with what Tabika ended the year with, making time for yourself, you know, taking that time out to say, hey, I need to take care of me, and then doing something about it. So, and then this year, starting off with loving yourself. Do you love yourself enough to take care of yourself, to set aside the time for yourself? Do you love yourself enough, you know, to do that? Do you accept yourself as you are and acknowledge your pros and your cons, your goods and your bad, and the ugly? You know, how do we do this? How do we do this? there are times when I think about how often I have sacrificed my desires, my desires, my needs. I have sacrificed them in order to make someone else happy. And then in what I've done, it's not appreciated. And that's a factor, man, that goes beyond what anyone could say. It's one thing when you're doing things for people and they truly appreciate it and they show you how much they appreciate it. It's another thing when you're doing things and they don't show that you appreciate it. And you continue to go on doing and doing and doing. I ask myself, Tabika, you know, and you can jump in here, honey, at any time. I ask myself, Lord, what makes us do that? What makes us do that? And for the rest of you that are on this line, what makes us do that type of thing? You think about it. Think about the people that you have serviced. Think about the people that you have loved. Think about the people that you have worked for. And I guess part of that is servicing, that you have poured out and poured out and poured out for. And you don't get back what you have put out. What do you think makes us do that type of thing? Listen, if you want to, before Tabika says something, if you want to jump in and share your thoughts and so forth, please do so. You know the routine. Press 1 on your keypad, and we will definitely invite you into this conversation. Let's start this year off with us speaking to one another on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I see right now that we do have a caller that wants to speak, and I know who it is. Good morning, my dear son. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning to you, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Good morning, beloved. Good morning. Happy New Year to you and to all your listeners. Good morning to you all. I just wanted to respond to your question of why we do the acts of service and the things that we do. And I think part of it is, and this is, I guess, for me, not the expectancy to get it reciprocated, but to show someone else how I want to be loved. I do the acts of service because you want, just like it says, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. So this is the example of what I'm doing for you is how I would want to be loved. So when you feel like loving me, not that I'm doing this for the expectancy or for you to reciprocate my acts of service, because that's not what it's about, but this is what I do to show love. So when you want to show me love, this is how you can do it for me as well. You can be a helping hand to me. Wish me a good day. You can wish me a good day when I'm frowned up or I'm looking sad. You can bring me a plea when you know I might be hungry. Whatever the case may be, I'm doing this to show you how I want to be loved, how I feel loved. Mm-hmm. My expression of love is how I desire love. And I think that's a lot of times, and I think sometimes that's what hurts so bad, is we're giving the example of how we want to be loved, and then we don't feel like someone loves us in that way, regardless of the fact that people still do things for us and people still love us. It's just like the love languages that you've taught us so much about and we study so many times. We want to feel love in a certain way. We receive love in a certain way. We appreciate the love that's shown in a certain way. Certain gestures or certain acts initiate that feeling of love within our hearts and our minds. So when we express love, our expression of love also reflects how we desire to be loved. And I think that's why we do what we do, is to show someone else, this is how you can love me. This is how you can help me. And this is how God loves me. This is what God does for me and brings me through. This is the joy I get from the agape love that God gives. and the human love, share this with me so I can feel you love me as well.
Very good. Very, very good point. Very good point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
have a question about that, but that's a good point. A good point. Minister Tamika, go ahead, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Okay. So on the other side of what he said, I think for some mm-hmm. people, their definition of love is not correct. Like, their definition of love, their love experience per se, was it got messed up in their childhood somewhere. Somewhere mm-hmm. there was a trauma. Somewhere they did not get the love from their parents that they were supposed to get. We are lovable creatures because in 1 John 4:19 it says we love because he first loved us. And so
mm-hmm.
and so we know how to love. It's there. But because whatever affected us in our childhood, that kind of molded what love looks like. And so you have people who are people pleasers, mm-hmm. and they want to please everybody. Like, they just want to do everything for everybody because they feel like if they do, maybe these people will love me. And
mm-hmm.
those people kind of like get their feelings hurt a lot because of the fact that they want to be loved, but the love that they're showing people, they're not getting that back. And so that's a blow, that's a hurt to that mm-hmm. person. Some people just, it's like it makes them feel good. It satisfies their flesh when they feel needed, when somebody needs them all the time. That
mm-hmm.
satisfies
mm-hmm.
their flesh. That gives them satisfaction. In a way, it brings joy to their heart to just always, every time somebody asks them to do something, they jump. They just drop everything that they're doing and go help somebody. But what we have to remember is a lot of times we open ourselves up to be taken advantage of when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. if you're putting all this time and attention into helping somebody else, but yet you neglect yourself, you have to realize, you have to stop and think, that's not the way God intended it to be. And
right.
Loving yourself, like, okay, for example, when you get on an airplane, they tell you if the airplane is ever going down to make sure
yes.
that you put your mask on first so that you can help
yes.
somebody else. And so
yes.
that is you putting yourself first at that moment, because if not, you can't help anybody else, and therefore you may not survive the crash yourself because you didn't put on the equipment or whatever that they tell you to put on first. And so when we think about putting ourselves first, there is nothing wrong with putting yourself first. That per se is not being selfish. You have to make time for yourself, because if not, you will become depleted and you cannot help anybody else. Physically, it takes a toll on you. Mentally, it takes a toll on you. Emotionally, it takes a toll on you. And in some cases, spiritually, it takes a toll on you. And so always wanting somebody to tell you thank you and tell you how good of a person you are and these things, it's like if you search for that. Like, if you're doing these things to help people because that's what you want in return, I feel like you need to take time and go before God and ask him to heal those wounds that are still there. Because mm-hmm. somewhere in there are wounds that are still there that have not been healed. And it's nothing wrong with helping people. God wants us to help our brothers and sisters and those that are the least of. He wants us to take care of one another. But when you start putting people before yourself, meaning that you know, there are times when you know you don't feel well, when somebody calls you and asks you to do something and you just do it anyway, and you know that you don't feel well, instead of you saying, I can't, I'm sorry, I can't, I'm not feeling good right now, I'll get back to you. And sometimes you just have to tell people no, that no is not a bad word in some cases. Sometimes you have to say no for your peace. For your mental healing, sometimes you have to say no. And so love has been manipulated for many people. Love has been manipulated. And so they really don't have a biblical picture of what love looks like. And so I'm glad that we're speaking on this morning, because we have to know what love looks like biblically. We see what the world says love is, and most of the time when you see the word love, that equals sex. You know what I mean? Like the love and sex is all intertwined together. But biblical love is what God, it's that surrounded around God and how we are to love one another. I mean, love one another. If we was to love one another the way the Bible says to love one another, we would not see so much of what we see today. Apostle.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, in doing research, you know, on loving yourself and all, I came across an article by, oh God, I can't remember the child's name, Christine Bolt, I believe her name is. And she has Bible study on self-love according to the Bible, a Bible study. And there is a way that we talked about this. Listen. You and I and your husband, we talked about this in dealing with people's interpretation of the Bible or translation of the Bible and so forth, and how we take the scriptures and we translate them. We translate them in a manner that suits our that's not translation, interpretation. We interpret it in a manner that suits our experience, how we believe that the scripture means and so forth. So that deals with our interpretation. And one of the scriptures, let me do this, a couple of scriptures that have been used to help you think that you shouldn't love yourself. Okay, let me do that first. Scriptures that make you think you shouldn't love yourself. And let's look at what the word really means about it. And I just want to, again, give you and your husband both kudos on what you said. I got so much going on in my head. I could do this for another 2 hours, okay? I got so much going on in my head right now about this. God knows I do. But let's look at this scripture, because in any and everything that we do here on this show, we want to tell you, again, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. We want to tell you, yes, exactly what it is that's our opinion, what we feel, what we think, and so forth. But the bottom line is, what does God have to say about it all? What does he say about our life? What does he say about our money? What does he say about our sex? What does he say about our relationships? What does he say about worship? What does he say? Because as Christians, that is where we are supposed to come from. Understand that, beloved. I don't care who it is, what it is. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody has got an opinion. And you know, everybody's got an opinion, like all of us got a nose. Okay, we all got a nose. Doesn't mean all of them are pretty. Doesn't mean, you know, that nose is the nose that somebody else wants. But we all have an opinion. And these opinions will change with information that we're given. You know, somebody will tell you one thing and you go, oh, okay, that makes sense. And so you change your opinion over to what that is. And then somebody else will come along with another opinion and you'll change with that. But the only opinion that matters and is not an opinion, it's a true fact of God that matters, is the word of God and what he has to say about any and everything that's going on in our lives. And trust me, beloved, whatever is going on in our lives, we can find the word to support it or to tear it down, to fix it, to do whatever needs to be done. It can be done. It can be done. So let's get back to the scripture that would make you think you shouldn't love yourself. And this is from 2 Timothy 3:2-5. And this is the English version of it. It said, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying denying its power. Avoid such people. Avoid such people. Now, wow, okay, this again was written in 2 Timothy, written by Paul, okay, written by Paul. And you know, the first thing is they will be lovers of themselves. And when you hear all of the other things that is telling you that they will be lovers of and the type of people that they are, this is listed amongst a whole lot of things that self-love is abusive and unholy and treacherous. And so it's easy to see why you think here from this scripture that self-love is bad. That self-love is bad. And I'm going to expound on that a little bit more. Philippians 2:3, it says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. So again, on the surface, it looks like Paul is telling you that to think of yourself as insignificant, that you're not as important as others, that you should always put others before you. And that's what the scripture is being interpreted as. So I am supposed to in humility count others as more significant than myself. Okay. So it makes, again, like I said, that you should think of yourself as being insignificant. But let's dive a little deeper before we go off in the wrong direction. Let's dive a little deeper here. First of all, in the 2 Timothy scripture, lovers of self, this is talking about being conceited, selfish, self-absorbed, self-centered, self-promoting. Everything is about yourself. You know, that's what it is. So that's why it is listed with all of those other negative traits of characteristics. And the word says, and these people avoid these people. And that's why lovers of self is in there. Not that it's wrong to love yourself. Okay, so now this isn't self-love at all. That's being overbearing. That's being arrogant. When you understand that the rest of this passage, when you understand this makes the rest of the passage make sense. In Philippians 2, counting others as more significant than yourself does not mean thinking of yourself as insignificant or that others are better than you. And if you do that, then you end up creating a ranking system where you're ranking everybody, you're idolizing some people. And trust me, I know about the idolizing some people, putting so many people or a person before you so much that you're doing everything, you know, to please them and so forth and so on. And you just totally, you totally neglect yourself. You totally neglect yourself. And they become idols in your life. And idolatry is a sin. And we don't think sometimes that in our love relationships that as we are doing things, you know, that we are idolizing people. And we do. But now, instead of counting others as more significant, that means that you don't assess, that means that you don't take care of yourself. Before you do that, before you come to that conclusion, you have to understand that it means that you set selfishness aside and you try to help others. You're setting the selfishness aside. You're not saying that you are insignificant. The Bible is not telling you that. The Bible is not telling you, even in preferring one another, that you aren't worthy to be preferred. That is not what the Word is saying. The Word is warning us against an unhealthy preoccupation with ourselves. We don't want to become self-worshippers. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? You don't want to love yourself in the manner that you become a god to yourself. You become a god to yourself. However, there is a godly way to love yourself. There is a godly way to love yourself, okay? We're going back to the scripture that we first mentioned, not the first one that we mentioned here. Let me get this. Matthew 22:37-39. First, in loving ourselves, we have to learn, according to the Word of God, to love God first. Saints of God, let me tell you this. You can't love yourself. And you can't love anybody else agape love if you don't love God first. And we have the tendency to think we really do love God. Mm-hmm. We do love him in our pea brain way of thinking. But I don't know whether it was Minister Tabika or her husband, but we have different views of what love is. And so what we consider love, we give that to God somewhat, some piece of it, whatever the case may be. But it's empty. It's empty. Matthew 22:37-39 says, and he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So first of all, God is at the top of the list of loving. He is the originator of love. He is love. And the love that we have for everything else flows from him, flows from him. Now, listen, God, and according to that scripture, God is the first place we ought to be placing love. Then it is saying, like unto that, we shall love our neighbor. And it doesn't stop there. It says we shall love our neighbor as ourselves. So then the second person on that list of love is you, loving yourself. You have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But what if you don't love yourself? That's how this whole thing started. If you don't love yourself what you are doing for other people, just like Minister Kavika said, you're doing it for accolades. You're doing it because it makes you feel good. You're doing it because, you want to keep some form of peace, but it is not desired, is not designed in the right way, whatever the case may be. Saints of God, you've got to love God. You have got to love him. And in loving him, love yourself. Love yourself. And then you can love others godly. You can love them properly. You can love them. Now, let me go back and touch on something that Elder Mark said. And I really liked what he said, but I got to throw a little something in that. He said that when he demonstrates love, he's telling people how to love him, how he would like to receive love. So he is actually using his love language to love on other people. And that sounds good, that feels good, that is good. And yes, when the word says do unto others, I don't know if that's exactly the way the word says. You know, there are these things that we say that aren't exactly scripture, but doing unto others as you would have others do unto you. So if I love you in this certain manner, I'm telling you how I want to be loved. And that is true. This is how I want to be loved. If I sacrifice for you, I want you to sacrifice for me. If I give you things and do things, I want you to do those things for me. Yes, 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 yes. Now, the flip side of that coin is, as he mentioned, the love languages. Not everybody can receive love in the manner in which you give love, because that doesn't translate into love for them. Does that make sense? Does that? And I want to give you a very weird example. When Tabika said about people going through things in childhood, and so their interpretation of love is jacked up, is messed up, is what they have received, and this is what they think love is. I met a woman 30 years ago in her 20s, an ordained minister, okay? I want you to hear me, saints of God. I want you to hear me. An ordained woman of God. In her childhood, this woman was physically beaten all the time. However, in every beating that she got, the words, I'm doing this because I love you. I'm doing this because I love you. I'm doing this because I love you. When she became an adult, she wanted to be beaten. If you didn't beat her, hit her in some manner, to her, you didn't love her. Now, that's how Satan messes us up. Messes us up so bad. I remember that this woman used to push my button. She would do everything she could to get me to be angry at her so that I would strike her. Saints, I didn't fall for the ploy. I didn't do it. I never put my hands on that woman, never. But God gave me the revelation that to her, unless I did something to hurt her physically, she did not believe that I loved her. That was a hard case to work through. Saints, we don't know the traumas, the dramas that we are working through and dealing with people. And this, again, is so not so much about us loving them, but us loving ourselves. Beloved, we have to look in the Word of God and see what God says about us. God tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are His creation. He handmade us. Beloved, you are wonderful. You are beautiful. Joyce in New York, you are wonderful no matter how hard life has been for you. You are wonderful. You were fearfully made. You were fearfully made. For Minister Tabika, for Mark, for me, for my people that I name in the morning, you know, you were wonderfully made. God loves you. And I love that song by what's his name? What's my boy's name? I love you and all your perfect imperfections. I almost said his name just now and it stopped again. But the perfect imperfections.
John Legend.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh my God, I'm telling you, help me, Jesus. It's beautiful to love somebody in their perfect imperfection. But do you love you in your perfect imperfection? All that is wrong for you or with you, can you still love yourself? And then in loving yourself, do what is necessary to become the man or the woman that God wants you to become. Understand that God loves you. Jesus loves the church, and we are the church, so he loves you so much that he died to give you an opportunity to be a part of that church. He died to give you that opportunity. If he thinks that much of you, thanks to God, how dare we dishonor what he thinks of us? That's more important than what any man thinks of us, what our children think of us, what our neighbors think of us. You know, we go around here trying to do everything we can to please any and everybody else, and we don't do what's necessary to please God. And one of the things we do to please him is to love ourselves. Is to love ourselves. Healthy self-love is natural and is God-improved. It is God-improved. Loving yourself does not mean being selfish and always putting yourself first and focusing solely on what you want. Loving yourself is not being self-indulgent, doing what feels good whenever you feel like it. Loving yourself, and I know in the secular place world, you know, they tell you, and one of the things to do in loving yourself when, you know, treat yourself to massages and pedicures and facials and pamper yourself and so forth and so on. Nothing wrong with doing those things, but that's not the loving yourself from the Word of God. That's not the loving yourself that is necessary from the Word of God. Ignoring your faults. What you do, you will ignore yourself to not feel bad about yourself. Ignore your faults so that you don't feel bad about yourself. That is not loving yourself. That is not loving yourself. And we need to know how to do so. And you can start by being kind, first of all, to yourself. Be kind to yourself according to the Word of God, knowing that the Word of God is what you are called to live by, to love by, to die by. The Word of God. I don't know how to express to the extent that I want to express that It is so, so vitally important that we deem ourselves worthy of the love of God. Now hear me when I say worthy of the love of God. We aren't worthy in our natural sense. We can't earn that love of God. We can't buy it. There's nothing that we can do to make God love us. He loved us in our worst state. He loved us before he even created us. He loved us. And God wants us to do for ourselves what he did for us. He wants us to die to that old man, love him, and love ourselves according to the word of God. According to the word of God. That's what he wants us to do. Even when it hurts us, we must do the very best that we can do to form and fashion ourselves with the help of the Holy Spirit into what God sees in us. And listen, and I thank God that he doesn't stop at just what he sees in us, because he sees more than what in our current circumstance. He sees because he knows the beginning from the end, or the end from the beginning. He knows. So God sees the finished product. He sees that finished product. He sees all of the struggles and everything that we go through, but he knows what we're going to do and how we're going to turn out. And it was worth it for him to send his son. Beloved, I implore you this morning. I implore you this morning. Reach out to your Father, your Heavenly Father. Reach out to him and ask him, how do I love me? How do I love me? And love according to how he says. I encourage all of you to go to the website and Christine Bolt. Christine Bolt is the woman's name, is the woman's name that has a Bible study on how to love yourself according to the scripture. Delve into it. Start this year off right by loving God first, then yourself, than others. To each and every one of you, to each and every one of you, when I tell you that I love you, I do. I really do. I love you. And this year, I must learn how to love me. And I'm not going to feel guilty about loving me. I'm not going to feel guilty about loving me. The Bible says, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it just as Christ does the church. Again, Jesus loves the church. He loves every one of you. And therefore, let's learn to do exactly what he did. Beloved, do you have any closing remarks? Because our time is up.
Real quick, which the last part that you just said, that you are going to take time for you and not feel guilty about it. I'm rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Yes, and I'm going to make sure do that. So,
amen. Folks, you see why I love her so much. You see why I love her so much. Amen. So I thank you for being with us. I implore you to come back next Saturday. Only God knows where he'll be taking us next week. But remember that this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice and be glad in this day. And love yourself, because God feels that you are worth it. God feels that you are worth it. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
God bless you all. Take care. And have an awesome, awesome day in the Lord. Have an awesome day.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Amen, Mark.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.